Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Paulina Milana. She's a storyteller, speaker, award-winning author, and a writing coach. Her new book is called Seriously, Are We There Yet? Paulina, welcome to our podcast.
Oh, thank you so much, Christopher. I'm so happy to be here.
So you said two things that really put a big smile on my face, and that is you talked about storytelling and legacy. Talk to us, Paulina. When did you realize, because most people think about finding a job, making money, having a family, all the things are fine, but when you said legacy in our little pre-podcast conversation, that really compelled me to really ask you about that. Why do you think we should look at life toward that phrase, legacy?
That is a great question. Let me start by saying I'm first generation Sicilian. And so I grew up kind of as the family translator and storyteller. I realized at a very young age that my parents, they had incredible stories, and I would get little snippets of it. And luckily, so I started out my career as a journalist, telling other people's stories. And so I sat down and I started to write down their stories. And it dawned on me after they passed away, so many of my friends, so many colleagues, they have no clue about their parents. They have no clue about their grandparents. It's really pretty sad. And the actual people who have lived those lives, they never got a chance to tell their own stories and leave their legacy. So to me, the power is in everyone's story. And what you need to do is really tell your story in the way you want to tell it. Either if you don't, it never will be told, or someone else will tell it in a way you don't want it to be told. So I really focus right now on helping people tell their stories from trials to triumphs, madness to magic. October is a great month because it is National Italian American Heritage Month, and I'm going to be giving a live event helping people learn how to tell their stories. So I hope that answers your question about legacy and why it's important.
Yeah, and because at the end of the day, our story is what really determines our success or failure. But I like what you said about how they share their story. So tell us about how you help your clients really share the story. Because frankly speaking, I just wrote an article I'm going to release tomorrow. It's literally called One Shocking Lesson I Learned from 1,000 Podcast Interviews. And the shocking lesson is most people don't know how to share their story in a very concise, compelling, and outstanding way. And by outstanding, the very word outstanding means, do you stand out? And unfortunately, so many people, if you take their name out of their story and put someone else's name, it's the same story. Oh, mm-hmm. They're a life coach, they're a speaker, and that's fine, but I believe they all have a story, but unfortunately, they don't know how to share the story. So talk to us about this whole magic and this triumph.
Sure. So I actually, it's funny, we are very much alike, Christopher, because you had said that you kind of focus on five different modules, right? Because it's not enough to have stories. I do the same thing. So I started out as a features reporter, copywriter for a daily newspaper, shifted into PR and marketing, learned all sorts of other ways to not only tell your story with the written word, but other technologies, tools, mediums, channels. And what I realized is that it is your story, and you've got to find the kernel, or as I like to call it, the spine of the story. Just like a human body, right? You've got the skeleton, you've got arms and legs, but there's a central spine and a theme to your story. What I have come up with is a program where in 5 weeks, we actually break down everything you need to know about telling your story. So for example, week one is think like a shrink. Writing is hugely therapeutic. For my first book that came out in 2015 and it won a National Excellence Award, it took me 10 years to write that story. My mother was a diagnosed paranoid schizophrenic, and then I became caregiver not only to my mom, but my younger sister also diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia. So mental health is hugely important to me. So think like a shrink, week one, you've got to actually get that stuff out. Like, what is the story? Week two, we focus on think like a writer. It's a whole different kind of approach to your story to actually kind of give it the framework that it needs to actually be communicated in a way that others will understand. Week three, we work on think like an author. That has everything to do with making it publishable. Then week four, we work on think like a publisher. That's the one where we actually do the research of who's going to be the best fit for you. What's the best approach to actually getting your book published? Is it self? Is it traditional? Is it hybrid? And then finally, week five, we talk about think like a publicist. Because it, again, just like you said, it's not enough just to tell your story, but now you got to know how to get it out there. So in this program, we work on every single aspect of figuring out what your story actually is. What is it that you want to communicate? And then it's not the story of your life. It's the story from your life. So what's the chunk that we want to take and actually celebrate on the page? That's kind of what I do with people. And I will tell you that nothing gives me greater joy than helping other people tell their stories.
Yeah. Paulina, I'm just going to break down for listeners the brilliance that you just shared with us today. And what I mean by that is, my clients that hire me to help them become professional speakers and coaches, I always tell them, please don't try to write marketing copy or sales copy. Just look at your counterparts and colleagues, including myself, and just pick apart using numbers like three ways to succeed or four ways, because it's so hard to write sales copy. And with you, perfect example is just saying things like madness to magic. There's what term called alliteration, where the consonants match, but it's only three words instead of seven words. And you talk about triumph and trials and triumphs, but then even your think like a shrink, there's rhyme there. But what I'm saying is, for the listeners, please, 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 if you're not a marketer, if you're not a storyteller, if you're not aware of how powerful words are, you have to know that in Paulina's case, she literally just painted some beautiful words for you. And instead of trying to think of what to say, just utilize those alliterations, those rhymes, and keep it short. No one has the time to, I literally, on my scheduling form, Paulina, this is so funny. I literally have, please do not share more than five words for your podcast title. And then some of the people share like 15 words, or I say in the bio, please don't share more than 30 words. And I don't even know, I literally have my team delete them. Because unfortunately, if they're going to ramble on over five words or whatever, I already know that as my job as an interviewee or interviewer, it's not going to be easy. And again, this is a free podcast, but please, those that are listening, reach out to Paulina, talk to her, work with her. And because if you don't, you're going to spend so many months and years frustrated and wondering why your copy doesn't land. Here's a woman who's a professional who, again, you said you're a PR, you worked in television, I'm sorry, in journalism. And just so our listeners know, there are actual guides. It's called the Associated Press and the AP Style Guide for Writing, where they literally get so granular that they're called copy editors. But I'm just saying that, Paulina, I'm just giving you and heaping you a lot of praise because I know how important it is. So if you were to share one piece of advice for a person that maybe doesn't feel they're a good storyteller, or maybe they don't feel they even have a story or a legacy, that might be too highbrowed or high-minded for them to even think about, but what's one just basic piece of advice that we can do each day to understand how to either find, craft, share, or polish our story?
Wow. Okay. So first of all, Christopher, I have to say that I have now fallen in love with you and want to put you in my pocket and keep you with me wherever I go. You are awesome. I will also say the one piece of advice that perhaps I would give is every single writer doubts herself, himself. Stop being your worst critic. Look at this in terms of steps. First, get it out. Just get the story out, then put it away. When you come back, you put on your different hat. You're no longer thinking like a shrink. You're no longer even thinking like a writer. Now you're thinking like an author. That is when you go back and you edit it. I believe it's Joyce Carol Oates, very famous author. She has said that she spends 80% of her time on her books editing. So think about that. I think too often we don't move forward because we either think, oh, I'm not a writer. Oh, I can't get it right. Oh, it's got to be perfect right out of the gate. No, it doesn't. The book that I have coming out tomorrow, it is a children's book for we grown-ups trying to navigate adulting. That book, I started it in 2016, and it has taken a village, including my husband, who's an engineer by day and a singer-songwriter by night, and he worked on a lot of the rhymes. It's very Dr. Seussy. And it takes time, and it takes effort, and just have a little faith in yourself, and every day, just 10 minutes. Take 10 minutes to work on what it is that you want to do, because I promise you, what we I think it was Tony Robbins who said, we dismiss what it is that we can do in 3 years or something like that. We think we have to do it in one. That's the wrong approach. So I hope that answered your question in a long-winded way.
No, Pauline, that's perfect. Literally, please, listeners, just get it out, because everyone has a story. Those who are listening do have a story, because the alternative is when you pass, which we all will the person you most love, whether it's your wife, your husband, your son, your daughter, your niece, or whatever, will they know your story? Because frankly, if they don't, then you're literally cheating them from your gifts and from your spirit. So Paulina, absolutely. Thank you so much.
I love that. And if I can just say, anyone who goes to madnesstomagic.com/books, not only can you get the information on the book coming out tomorrow, but we're giving away a free poster of one of the beautiful illustrations. So please do madnesstomagic.com/books.
Paulina, thank you so much for adding not your madness, but your magic to our podcast today. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.